Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday, May 30, 2023. Can't wait two more days. Have to do this now. Did you get my blast out there? The notice of this show with me is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Folks, this, pay attention to this show. Pay attention to the information that Steve is going to impart. This cannot wait another 2 days. Nor should it wait, nor should you wait in the preparation for what's coming. With me again, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, and tossing around some really titles or themes of the show. Hey, the West has declared war on Russia. I agree with that. And there's a question here, too. Are we witnessing, even passively witnessing, or are we spectators in the nuclear end of America? Well, I'll tell you what, Victoria Nuland's doing a great job in lining things up as really pushing toward nuclear war. And there's some other information you're going to want to hear. It's all impactful, important, and will impact you directly. With me, Steve Quayle. Steve, I'm going to turn right over to you. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Doug. And again, the reason we're doing this on Tuesday is because this is one of the most important weeks leading up to two events. Number one, the official date that's being set back and forth by when the United States Treasury runs out of money. And for the first time in history, I believe it got as low as $28 billion. The second issue is, based on the largest NATO exercise, pretty much, or military, joint military exercise in the history of the world, ladies and gentlemen, it's not lost on everybody that it's going to happen between June 12th and 24th. But again, I want to make something clear that we'll put up right now, if we could, Eric, the article that Hal Turner wrote. Now, I want to make this really clear, Doug. I was able to verify prior to Hal going public with that information, and he waited to release it, to verify the plan to initiate nuclear war against Russia. Okay?
All right.
Now, I deal in rumor. Thank you. And I got to kick this up. And I'm sorry, I'm on my own screen. I want to tell people this. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I know there are people that absolutely hate my guts. Most of them are in, you know, psychological operations. But in addition to that, they say Hal's never right. That's a lie. And I want to share something, that World War III potential kickoff dates, those are real. You can't deny it. That's a NATO exercise. If you'll scroll up, Eric, or scroll down. So the there you go. And this is really important. And Doug, will you read this, the first paragraph, you know?
All right. Hang on just one second here. Let me get to it on my preview screen. All right. Based on information which came to me discreetly via postal mail, I've concluded that World War III can kick off in less than 2 weeks between the dates of June 12 through 24. The largest NATO air exercise, Air Defender 23, takes place in that time period, may cover Ukraine counteroffensive. As described during my Memorial Day radio show last night, my wife and son came up to the house here in Pennsylvania, my state, by the way, from a regular home in New Jersey this past Sunday evening. They brought with them postal mail from my P.O. box, which accumulated for about 3 weeks. In that postal mail, he writes, was a discreet but large envelope containing what can be described as intelligence material about certain NATO planning. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. He looked over the material, he writes, and set about trying to verify it. And, of course, it being Memorial Day, it's difficult to reach contacts. Now, I'm quoting now, as of early this morning, Tuesday, May 30th, I am able to reach several contacts from my FBI years and am further verifying the material. Here's what I can confirm. And by the way, I'll just keep going. NATO will commence its largest air exercise in history, called Air Defender 2023, on June 12th. Air Defender 23 will be the most significant military exercise ever carried out in European skies. The event will involve the air forces of 25 nations. More specifically, Air Defender 23 will represent the most extensive deployment exercise of air forces in the history of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or more commonly known as NATO. The unprecedented event will involve up to 10,000 exercise participants who will train their flying skills with approximately 220 aircraft. And, of course, a military exercise will take place in European airspace under the command of the German Air Force, or Luftwaffe.
Can stop there, Doug.
Okay, good. Okay. All right.
And the reason why this is important, ladies and gentlemen, is because there are different models, I'm told, and I'm hearing rumors of. Look, I'm not a military guy, but I know a lot of military guys, and I know a lot of military guys that talk by different ways getting the information to share. And there are a lot of them who are Christians, and there are a lot of them that gave up their entire, if you will, military positions so that you could, I could, we could know the truth. And some of these men are at great risk. And they said, look, we're willing to lay our lives down for the first time for America. We don't know the America that is, but we will fight to defend the values we were willing to live, lay down our lives for. Does that make sense?
100%, yeah.
So we're facing right now a situation that's taking place in the Western theater of operation. They can call it whatever it is, but I want to go on record as saying this. Prior to Hal even posting anything about that, obviously the exercise, I had posted the story about the exercise, and then I reached out to some different people. And what was fascinating to me is just understanding that there are specific models, and only specific models with specific pilots and specific training, that can fly nuclear weapons. Now, what I think people need to understand is Victoria Nuland. And if now, Eric, you'd put up Victoria Nuland's story, you know, we told everybody, Doug, you and I, others, it wasn't just us on talk radio, but the whole statement about Nord Stream being engineered, the destruction by Victoria Nuland, and also by, in cahoots with the British government, and over and over and over, this has been denied. But now look at this. This is a headline that cannot be denied. And by the way, this is not from Hal, okay? And I say that because it's interesting. We have to fight, literally, more supposed people in the know to get the truth out to them, and then they always got a complaint. Well, the complaining stops when the first balloon goes up. And in spec ops talk, it's buckets of sunshine. That's another word. I used to talk about that on my radio program years ago. But U.S. has been preparing Ukrainian counteroffensive for months, Victoria Nuland, the maiden midwife, confirmed Washington's role in the conflict at the Kiev Security Forum. Now, we have denied we're not at war with Russia. Oh, yes, we are. Russia knows this. And again, I think it's really important that people understand, quoting her, even as you plan for the counteroffensive we have been working on with you for some 4 to 5 months, we are already beginning our discussions with the Ukrainian government and with friends in Kiev, both on the civilian side and on the military side. And it's interesting, she added that the attack will likely starting and moving concurrently with such events as the NATO summit in Lithuania, scheduled for July 11th. Doug, isn't it interesting that all of the speculation, they're telling you the devil, and I don't care who denies this, the devil is almost under mandate to tell the people on earth what he's going to do ahead of time.
Yes, and if you don't do anything about it, that equals consent, your consent. Yes.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing that everyone has got to understand. It is a multidimensional war. We're going to be fighting Russia. We're going to be fighting China. And for the record, China has cut off all communications, diplomatic relations, and has not spoken to the U.S., nor will they talk to the entity Secretary of Defense, Austin. They all have nothing to do with him. They also, ladies and gentlemen, this should come quite, I hope it shakes you up. China has hypersonic weapons. And if you watched, and Doug, did you ever post for your viewers? I did for mine, the regiment of just the Chinese women's military. Did you see that?
No, I figured since you did, they would see it. No, I did not. I did see it, however,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about some of the strictest discipline in the world. We're talking about training. And, you know, here's the thing. Only a fool enters into a dark room thinking that, hey, I can feel my way through it, especially when there's 100 people with their sword blade or their scimitar ready to cut you in pieces. And this is the intentional take out and take down the United States military. Everything that we would have defended the homeland with, and I've been told this by guys in the military, all the trains, everything, all that stuff has been sent to Ukraine. You realize the entire, I would guess not the entire because the military's strung out all the world, but let's just say that represents 75% of all military assets by men and by armor and by you name it, it's over there. What happens if the Russians, and listen, this is the rumor, if they have the necessary intelligence that, and listen, at the first B-1 lifting off, B-1 bomber, at the first specific model of the F-16, there's a couple letter designation, and I'm not in the military, but those of you guys who are, at the first sign that, what happens if Russia preempts, as they said, any existential threat to them using a nuclear weapon? I mean, Doug, the mind is blown at that.
Right.
And just because everybody said, well, you know, Putin's bluffing. And then it changed, Doug. It changed to, he may get off a couple tactical nukes. The entire Russian nuclear war policy, as even revealed to the West, there's nothing top secret about this. It's not written in Russian. It's how much plainer. Now, here's what I want people to understand. The entities, and I call those non-human intelligence, that are represented, some of the most evil men and women in Washington, district of criminality or destroying Christians or whatever, they have total contempt for the American people and public. That's why the vice president went on record years ago. They're going to get rid of 120 million, you know, conservative Christians. They just name it. And Doug, because of the silence of the Christians, and because we would not fight for the righteous battle, again, and watching 450 men still who are in prison over January 6th. I mean, here's the thing. The salt has lost its savor. Jesus used that example. The city that the light used to be placed on, like, a lighthouse, the lights have gone out, and there's a flicker remaining. But listen, this isn't, oh, you hate your country. No, I love my country. But where were the people standing up for or speaking out against the wokeness and the brokenness and the disgustedness, my words, of what happened to U.S. military? We know now, in retrospect, the vaccination and the mandatory injections, if you wanted to stay in the military, were nothing more than a form of Chinese asymmetrical warfare. I mean, how much, and I remember when it started, you know, the whole, was it a bioweapon, was it gain of function? It didn't matter if it was, a cold virus or various forms of virus. Once you do gain of function, you put it in the realm of messenger RNA and sending messages to human DNA, we're being destructed as human beings before the eyes of the world. So back to the military. Where is all of the, quote, F-16, or where are the F-16 pilots going to come from? I'm told by pilots who have the clearance, and a pilot that's going to fly nukes has a whole different level of clearance and training. When a F-16 is being prepared to, you know, launch a nuclear weapon, whether it be a cruise missile, a bomb, or whatever. But the bombs usually go from the B-1s and B-2s. But they have protocols. You have the pilot, you have the mechanics, and then you have the Q-cleared, if you will, bomb team or missile team. And they're the ones that activate everything. They have fail safes. They give codes. And they're the ones that actually, depending on the mission, will even pre-initiate the code sequence. So the pilot, all he has to do is concentrate on this. Now, look, all I'm telling you is what I'm being told. But I find it interesting, no matter how much evidence, no matter how much people have seen the standard of living destroyed in the United States of America, the standard of supply. And by the way, nobody is shipping, I'm told, Chinese goods. We're going to get to China. It all fits together, ladies and gentlemen. It's a coordinated commercial, military, and spiritual war against the American people and their ultimate destruction, which will this is hard for anybody to wrap their mind around, that will, between now and 2025, result in the death of 250 million Americans, per the Deagle Report. Go ahead, Doug.
You know, everything does fit together, like you said. Last week, I had Dr. Rima Labo on, and she was on, you might remember her, Steve, with Jesse Ventura, the wife, the widow of, she's the widow of General Stubblebine. But anyway, having said that, all of this, the entire agenda is a depopulation agenda. They want to get rid of 90% of the world's population. How are they going to do that? And very shortly. Well, you're listening to how. And, you know, we have to be wise. And when we see trouble brewing, take specific action and move out of the way. It's biblical. And this is what we hope that you all do. And we pray that you're in the right place at the right time. Steve, you would always say that as well. Pray that God puts you in the proper place at the proper time.
And to hide the people from all evil.
Yes.
And scripture even tells us to come and hide ourselves in the Lord until God's indignation is past. Doug, the reason why, and this is critical, the reason why there is no effective resistance to evil is because Christians don't even understand the nature of evil. They want to fight the truth or someone who tells the truth, especially claiming to be, that they know more and that whatever. It's not a question of what's known. It's a question of what's declared ahead of time and what is the evidence that backs up that declaration. And so if people can't draw their own conclusions, I'm just telling you, brother, they might as well crawl into a ditch. And I'm not suggesting suicide, but intellectually, they have crawled into a dish. Or a disc, a ditch, D-I-T-C-H, a ditch, I was going to say something, a ditch, and pull the dirt in on top of them. So in essence, they're cutting themselves out from anything that will make them feel uncomfortable. And what is at stake, everyone, is the fact that to the world, the Congress and the Senate can't come to grips on the budget deficit, the ceiling. That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant because there's nobody buying American T-bills, T-bonds, and T-notes, treasury paper as from sovereign wealth funds. Biden went to G7 and he was repulsed, literally. No one wanted it. Janet Yellen, no, she didn't leave with any deals. You know what they asked him? We want to be paid back the interest on the money we've already loaned you. There is no way. No way to pay back. And if you think $31.4 trillion, whatever it is the true budget deficit, you might as well identify with a Martian or, from some other planet because it's just not true. So all of this is to say that the purposeful destruction of the U.S. dollar has been underway since pretty much, I would say it began in earnest with Biden, but when I say Biden, I want to say this. I'm talking about the machine behind him. I believe Obama is still the president. He's the functioning president. I always remind everybody, Doug, that his words, his mouth, look it up, fact check it. America's the greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. When you and I first started talking about Operation Sandman, I'll remember this. All wars have a commercial basis. The purpose of conquest is gain or destruction of an enemy that stands in your way of gain. There is no way the United States has geared up, can even catch up, nor can Western Europe with the war footing that China and Russia have been building on for 20 years. There's no way. I mean, I remember...
We gave a lot of that by way of Bill Clinton, Loral, back in the 90s, the technologies.
We don't have the manufacturing base or the skilled laborers. You know, one of the most famous things that the Japanese, obviously Japan invented the single lens reflex camera. I'm aware there were Germans, but they perfected it. And even Zeiss and Leica followed it and some of the other German makers. But what Germany and especially Japan were noted for, and the United States at one point, were their excellent machine crafting abilities. Okay, it's pretty tough to find somebody who's a machinist nowadays. My definition of that is not someone who punches in coordinates on a CNC machine, but someone that can actually measure an object and reproduce it down to the most accurate scale. You cannot catch up. Okay, let's talk about the financial ramifications of the sanctimonious sanctions on being able to wage war. We're hearing that we don't have enough bullets. Bullets take copper. Copper? We don't have enough copper. We don't have enough strategic minerals in our stockpile. And by the way, I remember dealing with that issue 20 years ago. I said, we're going to get checkmated on the world stage. As long as everybody's hunky-dory and I can sell you something at one price and make a profit, and you can then take it and put it into a product and make another profit. As long as everything's swell, I hate that word, swell, but you know, it was kind of a corny 60s word for everything was fine. The point is you absolutely have the ability to determine your future, but we've shut down our major steel plants. And the whole factor, this is what's insane to me. We're watching the argument of electrical vehicles, and the amount of rare earths in those is off the charts. China will not ship anything to the U.S. I want to say this again. They will not take U.S. dollars any longer. They will take yuan. They will take rubles, Russian currency. They'll take other currencies, but they will not take the U.S. dollar. It was on Doug Hagman's show. Now I think we're close to maybe 18, 20 months ago when Operation Sandman was presented to the American international public by this, Doug, your broadcast platform. Do you remember that?
I do.
And Sandman was simply this, that the Arab nations, that's how it got its name, were not going to allow at a certain point any more dollars to be exchanged for oil, okay? And at that point, that Sandman, people didn't see it. Well, they saw BRICS, and then they saw a spokesman for Russia saying, well, we've got another 20 people, 20 nations that want to join, and they've got really strict guidelines. I mean, this isn't a bunch of guys like, I better not use any names, or someone will say, oh, that's a slur. Well, let me tell you what's a slur, is the fact that people are so afraid to tell the truth that they cower in fear at the alien entities that have taken on, and when I say alien entities, I am meaning something that possesses human beings, and I can't say at what level they're possessed. Obviously, you get a mass murderer's starts killing everybody and eating everybody, then the point is, you know, that entity's got problems. But what we're dealing with is the financial destruction, our manufacturing base. We have no rare earths. That's why, by the way, that's why the U.S. military is in Peru, because Peru is one of the largest copper and silver mine, and they also have a lot of lithium. They have a different form of lithium. And one of my really wild fraternity brothers, when I was going to college, his dad was the head of, I forget which company was in Peru, but the Copper Kings, a British guy. and great sense of humor. And all I can say is this, you wouldn't want to read his testimony. I shared Jesus with him. He never came to Jesus. This is after I got saved. But the point is that now we're running out of time. We're running out of resources. We're running out of water. We're running out of stuff on the shelves. And if the Fed is forced to monetize the debt, I have seen and been told that we're going to see 30% inflation a month. And then he said, that's just the gradual inflation. Then he said, watch it explode. Well, I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, let me make it simple. Most people in America, if they still have jobs, they can't get 30% raises a month. So every time the percentage increases on what the cost of your living is, gasoline, food, whatever, rent, your standard of living depreciates by that factor. In essence, if all your prices double, your earning has just been halved. If it triples, now you're not earning, you know, half of your income, you're earning a third of your income.
Exactly. And if I can add one thing, I was listening to some economists talk, and they were talking about inflation like you are. And you had mentioned 30% month, you know, per month or what have you. The one thing that caught my attention, they were talking about inflation being, okay, let's just say it's 3% per month. Okay, that was their figure. People have to understand this is cumulative. This is not just like 3% and then, you know, 3% again. No, you're talking about a cumulative inflation, and that's what we're going to be seeing. That's where the bread is going to be $50 a loaf if you can buy it, or gas will be, you know, 50 bucks a gallon, for example, because of this cumulative effect of inflation. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and again, I think it's problematic that econometric forecasting is always tried to be presented, at least at a government level, on a best case scenario. But they won't look at retrospect to see what's available. Let me share this. Price isn't just based on a commodity that increases in, you've got to spend more to get either what you used to get or less. But what we're watching, Doug, is the decimation of food production, of the decimation of farming, of the decimation of the transportation industry, all of the, if you will, extensive food recalls. I'm on record as saying that's BS. That stuff went to underground bunkers and warehouses, you know, and some of the drivers that have, contacted me, they're talking about places that have 300 tractor trailer loads of stuff delivered on a weekly basis. So that's a good definition of skimming. You know, the important thing I think for people to remember is if they do have a biblical worldview is the fact, and if they don't, listen, if a guy is an atheist and an agnostic and he pays 50 bucks a pound for a hamburger, 50 bucks a pound, and the Christian pays 50 bucks a pound, is there any distinction over your faith? No. But where the distinction in faith comes in is when God supernaturally protects and directs his people that are asking for it. You know, again, it's interesting. People who argue there's any such thing, this is an aside, free will, they exercise that every day. They exercise that with the decisions they make. If you were simply chemically determined by the programming of processes, which are millions of going on in the human body at any given set, then you would have a predetermined chemically, induced behavior, but that doesn't happen. So
well, look what they're trying to do with neurologically. I just want to toss that in there. Again, everything all fits together. Go ahead.
Well, and again, Neuralink. I call that the fornication of the human brain or the Borgification, okay? Borg, Borgification. Or we could actually have the Borgification Nation, you know? And that's groupthink, that's massive think, that's the Yuval Harari. And how plain does it got to get, ladies and gentlemen? Who in all of hell, the answer is Lucifer, who could even imagine that nations would give themselves over to a non-elected source of basically God-hating, human-hating despots who want 90 to 95% of the human beings on the planet destroyed? That's no longer, oh, that's just what do they call it? Fear porn. Oh, you're just taking liberty. No, read the freaking writings of those people and then watch what's happening. We've got now company after company woke, okay? I mean, and they're trying to outdo each other. If it doesn't, and let me say this, if as a human being, you don't see a problem with trying to destroy 3-month-old infants by giving them symbology and absolutely at the beginning of their lives, giving them a perverted sense of humanity, then I question if you're human. Now, I understand, Doug, listen, I will not concede to the people that basically are saying, you're a Christian, Quayle, I'm going to kill you. You're a Christian, Hagman. You and I get this kind of stuff, yep. You know?
Yep.
Yep. I mean, but why, ladies and gentlemen? Okay. Why? If we were the salt of the earth, if we were the light of the world, then why did the Christian church capitulate to the most deadly vaccination and, by the way, death by injection and the polluting, if you will, of the human genome? People were talking to the messenger RNA. Well, there were seriously people just wanting to, oh God, let me be first in line. I don't think they'd be praying that if they saw a line of people ready, you know, standing in whatever chains, ready to be beheaded. But there is a disconnect. This is what seduction does. It disconnects people's ability to see what A, B. They can no longer see actions leading to the ultimate end. So now, you know, I still am a fan of North Face. But now North Face has gone woke. I really like North Face because at one point in years past, I was involved with a couple guys and they were really, you know, they were serious about acquiring North Face. I had designed some photo equipment like Quest Fest, and my partner in those days, really genius. He built some of the best packs in the world for the military. But what I'm bringing that up for is everything. North Face used to stand for rugged individualism. It used to stand for the spirit of adventure. It basically, even if you look at the trash left on Mount Everest, I'm not promoting that. You see a lot of what are called the North Face Himalayan tents. They're some of the best tents in the world designed. And this isn't a sales pitch. But what I'm saying is this. Everything that could be associated with, let's call it manliness, correct sexuality is being perverted. And again, to pervert means to change from the original intent. It's simple. And let me say this, Doug, maybe because you think more logically on this issue, I'm sure, but what's wrong with the Supreme Court judge that can't even define what a woman is? What's wrong with that? You know, a lot. But then you take it in, and I mean, look at the political bullshit. I'm sorry, that is gone out there because you know there's nothing. Here's where I'm at today. The reason this is so urgent is you're going to see things happening towards the end of this week, and you may not see them publicly, but you're going to see and hear of rumors. Remember, in the Bible, it's wars and rumors of wars. But when we're told, if you pursue a nuclear first strike on the on us by the Russians, we're going to take you out. But we're not only going to take out you in Europe. Here's the disconnect. Everybody thinks, and I've talked to people, well, that whole nuclear war thing, even if they set off a couple of nukes, that'll just stay in Western Europe or the old Eastern Europe. No, it won't. No, it won't. Just like the depleted uranium, that was blowing up, but it all blew pretty much into Western Europe.
Yes.
Well, actually, from the it blew against the standard wind patterns. So where are we now? It is perilous. And that's one of the things that the Apostle Paul talked about, perilous times. And if people can go to the stores and see that, boy, the shelves are empty. Every day I talk to people that can't get car parts, they can't get tractor parts, they can't get this, they can't get that. Builders, you know, they're building houses like mad. And they say, yeah, I'm still on 2-year waiting list for appliances or, you know, faucets. And I'm talking high-end houses. But the point being is that now we have a situation where everybody is moving, pretty much everybody, and I believe they're moving out of the big cities because intuitively or even, you know, spiritually, God's moving a lot of people out of the areas that are destined for destruction. I had this conversation this morning. An individual who has read, our private briefing, he's a subscriber. He said, it's so hard to wrap my head around this, Steve, that, you know, the New York, D.C., the biggest cities, and interestingly enough, West Coast, East Coast, and Gulf Coast are simply going to be gone. And I said, yeah, and it's like Vin Diesel and Paul Walker before he passed away, you know, gone in 60 seconds, gone in 90 seconds. Let me tell people what I've been told. I don't know this stuff, but I believe that when we're coming right down to the tack, this isn't about scaring people. It's about promoting and promoting you to think it through, provoking you to act in whatever way you can act, getting preps, being at the right place, coming up with a plan. I'm going to tell everybody this. When the riots start, wherever they start, don't join with the pack. Observe. One of the most powerful, I guess the word would be observational skills is having just a small pair of binoculars and being able to blend in and watch and never commit yourself to the unknown. That's why drones, you can buy drones now for $30-$40. And that's a really important force multiplier because even, and I'm not talking about ones with bombs, I'm talking about ones with cameras. Yep. Because even if you've got your camera charge, and even if you've got your, some of them have instrument panels with a little screen on them, you can send out a drone in each direction to the limitation of the drone, and you can get real-time data. And that's what they're doing in the whole battlefield of the Ukraine. I remember, Doug, you and I were at, Gen 6 conference when I showed that video of small drones basically tracking down people and killing them with a small charge in her forehead. You remember that?
I do remember that. And that blew my mind. No pun intended, but it did.
Hey, by the way, that's a good one. My granddaughter would say, now that's funny. That's not grandpa humor. You know what she thinks of some of my jokes. But the bottom line is that we're beyond that. And one of the things I want to make sure everybody understands, and this blew my mind. I'm not an electrical engineer, but I know some genius. And that's not flattery. That's truth. They're genius. When you have your telephone, your iPhone, when you have it on in a room, this thing acts as an echolocation device for smart weapons and munitions. In essence, if this is over, let's say you sleep on a nightstand and it's across a room. If this is on, this cell phone, it's echolocating your, and they can listen in to you. They can even tell with advanced algorithms that you sleep with your head to the north and your feet to the south. They can position you in the room. That's why take your cell phones out, put them in a different room, and shut them down. But even when they're shut down, if they hit this with a specific mine, for instance, with a specific blast of radio frequency, they can try and echolocate me, you know, simple, you know, and they can do that to everybody. And there are smart weapons. And so, ladies and gentlemen, these are things you got to know. Drones, I think most people can afford, and don't take this wrong, I'm not talking about somebody who's on Social Security, but those who know what's going on, it's information gathering. And by the way, they'll have drones over everyone, everywhere that is a person of interest or a target of preselected, what would you call it, preselected murder. So why are we talking about this today? And here's the bottom line. If, and I'm reading this sent to me, if no signed debt ceiling modifications law is signed before the U.S. Treasury runs out of cash, which can be any day now, depending on how many tax dollars come in versus how many tax dollars must go out to meet the daily obligations. That is what precisely defines the day of default. It cannot be based on a calendar day. By Friday, we're It's money in, money out. No more money in, nothing than no money out. That's the day of default. That is what precisely defines the day of default. It's not assigned by Congress or by Biden or Yellen or Powell. It is to say, again, bluntly, when the till goes negative. It's like, Doug, you want to go on a vacation, you know, and I, not you, but let's say somebody wants to take, a Caribbean cruise on an ill-fated ship ride. And, you know, they have credits and they can eat like kings, they can drink like kings, and they can buy like kings. But when you run out of credits, you run out of acquisition power. And that's the basic disconnect in the American public. And the disconnect is the only way that you can either you have to declare the United States dollar null and void. And everyone who's come to the U.S. behind the scenes, countries, you know, financial ministers, treasury officials from other nations, they want real stuff. I saw a reference that the nations that want us to pay them back, they want natural resources. They actually want to buy whole cities. They want mines. They want farmland. They want this. They want that. They want drilling rights. Seriously. They want, and Doug, there's not enough, all that stuff to pay even the underlying principal, let alone the interest. So if every lie, and here I'm going to ask you for your input here, because I think it's important. If every number is a lie, then why will people assume that lie is going to be an accurate presentation of what lies in the future?
Let me give you my longer answer, just not too much longer, but I believe the way you started the show, talking about World War III and about how close we are to this nuclear event, and people not wanting to address or it's not that they don't understand it. They don't want to understand it. There's a delusion, the same delusion. You talked about the injecticide and about how people embrace that. That same delusion, I believe, is of the devil. And of course, to me anyway, all of this delusion, if I'm answering this correctly, I mean, this is a delusion from hell, basically, from the devil. And it's all the same delusion, different topics, different issues, but it's the same impairment, cognitive impairment, based on one's relationship or lack thereof with God and Jesus Christ, if that makes sense.
You make perfect sense, because in essence, you use the word delusion. The Bible's very clear that seduction produces delusion. And the Apostle Paul talking about it, Jesus talking about it when he said, "See that ye be not deceived." Oh, by the way, Jesus, where is, I understand there are specific ministries, I understand that that still preached the gospel. But listen, we're the nation that has embraced Satan. We're the nation that is, I call us the Millstone Madness Nation. Because Jesus said it had been better for those people never to have been born, the ones who that are causing these little ones to stumble, the people that have been abortion generals in the world of destroying God's image. And see, that's the there's the disconnect right there, too. Spiritual war. We're talking about physical war, economic war, spiritual war, and internal war. Because what you said about delusion is most of us cannot wrap our minds emotionally around ramifications, okay? If we have no reference to what it means to go without food for 5 days without fasting, if we have no reference for how do we get rid of our waste if our flush toilets don't flush, if we have delusions about, well, no one's going to come to my rescue, you know, so I'm on my own. That's where the faith of the saints comes in. But now, Doug, the other war is against Christians. And again, we're seeing the vilification by the Department of Human Sacrifice. You saw that report, did you not? The one where they basically are just coming right out. It was released by the Freedom of Information Act.
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes. Tom Fitton, I think, had something to do with that. Right.
Yeah. But anyway, whoever did it, blessings on them. But the point being is, ladies and gentlemen, you as a normal American, if you're conservative, and I want to say this too, it will become so apparent in a moment, flash or glimpse of reality, that all of this political talk, Doug, we're talking about nuclear war. We're talking about a direct confession from a woman who is saying we're making war on Russia using the word counteroffensive. Those are the same people that set up the facts necessary for, look, I mean, every agreement we've ever made, they even admitted that the Minsk agreement, they, the West, against Russia was a total deception.
Total deception. Right.
And so this is a mouthpiece, but an initiator. Go ahead.
I just want people to remember as well, these are the same people involved in, look, they wanted, you and I spoke about Syria and about Benghazi. These are the same people with the same proxies, different proxies, except the United States v. Russia. That's the nation state level, but the proxies are different. In this case, Ukraine. And Ukraine now is, of course, they want to clean that out based on the criminality of the big crime families. So you're right. I didn't mean to take you off the track.
That has to be said. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, the critical issue is, who's going to defend us? Let's take it right down the nitty-gritty against literally. And I saw people saying, I've never said there are 5 million Chinese troops in America. I have said there are 500,000 given to me by people who have access to that. However, there are a couple million in Mexico City. These are not, quote, fighting age men. These are trained combatants. And I go along with the statement by a guy named Shen Ping. That's a real name. That's not a slanderous, you know, any belittling Asians or Chinese. That was his name, saying, with our bioweapon, we destroyed the United States. I remember, Doug, the fights over the masks versus the maskless. Those masked, devil's rear-end kissing liberals and the dupes that basically were trying to social shame those of us who understood basic science. We understood little kids need fresh air. We understood little kids need to have real relationships, not perverted, sexual, disoriented. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the redefinition of life. And if you don't speak up against it, then you're going along with it. We're watching less than 3%, in essence, set up the battle for 97% of Americans who don't agree with them, their death. And remember, it was Nadler. It was some of the top-ranking Democrats that made the statement that God has no place on the platform. Nancy Pelosi, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, You know, here's the thing. We are a nation at war. We think that we can sit. We do not have the technology. I asked, as someone who's in the defense world, I said, so who gave the order ultimately to destroy our hypersonic missile development? I posted the story. It was Obama. And I remember making the statement so many times. I said, Obama will become the abomination that will make us desolate. Now, we know about the abomination of desolation, but we've watched the abomination make us desolate. But listen, it should really slap everybody upside the face. The launch window back to World War III, the launch window from anything the United States could get into the air is 5 to 7 minutes, 5 on the best, 7, and depending on issues, meaning some of the newer roadblocks put in, if we could even get them out of the ground. Based on Henry Gruber's vision, I want to make this clear. Our command, control, and communication will step down. The Pentagon people watching this, the intelligence people watching this, you need to go and read Henry Gruber's vision. Well, I worship Satan. Fine. We're telling you what probably Satan won't tell you is what's going to happen. And so, in essence, this is the period where we saw, and Henry Gruber's vision was none of our birds could get out of the silos. Listen, you guys, Russia's testing all their silos, which can be reloaded. Most people don't understand. The United States, once a missile's gone, that silo's torched. We don't have the equivalent of Satan 1 and 2 missiles, or SAMIR, S-A-M-I-R, 2, 1 and 2. They have multiple independent steerable reentry vehicles. It's not just, you know, terminal destination, steer it and hit target. Same thing with Kinzhal. The entire lie associated with the Patriot missile failure was covered up. Why else would Zelensky forbid any pictures to be taken? I posted a story now from Eurasian Times, I think, that said, in essence, America's lead military assets are defended by a questionable anti-missile system. See, that's, Doug, that's ramifications, okay?
Yeah.
And again, look, here's the bottom line.
And you mentioned something important. I want to remind people, back in the early 2000s, the Nunn-Lugar Commission of nuclear disarmament. Who was the star pupil there in that commission? It was Barack Hussein Obama, who went over to Russia to inspect their nuclear disarmament. Gee, you think that's a coincidence today? I don't think so. Go ahead.
Well, I'm familiar with Bezemiansky, and I want to make this clear. I understand that obviously the espionage, the counter-espionage, the takedown, the buyout, the buying in, the everybody in the political realm, with minor exceptions, I was told, basically is beholden pretty much now to China. That was the basis of the false narrative used against Donald Trump of the Russian dossier. But here's the deal. We are watching right now, Doug, integration of the world's powers away from the U.S. dollar. And it's only, I would say this, a false understanding of prophecy in the evangelical world. I was going to say evangelifish world, that makes everything centered around the United States. We can be gone, and I believe we will be. And still, every prophecy, every allegiance, every alliance will come to pass. But we have become so, proudful, arrogant, but more importantly, as Jonathan Cahn said on your program, my program, I did an hour and a half follow-up after you and I and Jonathan did, went in deeper, that when Jesus cast the devils out and nothing else filled the house in the gathering demoniac, he basically talks about the demon goes out and finds, goes back and checks the house. And when he finds that there's nothing occupying it in his place, he says, come on, buddies, let's go. Two different instances, gathering demoniac, where when the man was asked by Jesus, who was demon possessed, what is your name? And they said, we are legion, for we are many. And then Jesus tells what happens to a person or a nation that gets set free of evil spirits when they turn against the power of God that set them free in the first place. We are a nation completely given over to destruction. That's not, I tell you this, what I see is people scared. Look, admit it. If this stuff makes you need to run to CVS or not that, that's the wrong. Look, here, I was going to say, run and get some diapers. Then do it, but then ask God. And I don't believe we should settle. And Michael Savage did the greatest job. What do you call them? Red diaper doper babies, you know?
Yes.
Red diaper. I remember my first time, and I thought, now that is funny. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not funny when you consider what's at stake, your life, your family's life, your ability to produce income to buy food. But then, Doug, here's the whole argument against money in general. What happens when there's no money? The only thing you can do then is trade gold and silver. And look, I'm going to say this. Gold is becoming harder to get. Silver is being manipulated. It's the most manipulated commodity on the planet. But it breaks down. Watch what central banks do. And by the way, I've been at this for 40 years, the precious metals. Central banks, they sold gold during the rah-rah years. Now they're buying it back, and they're buying it by the metric tons. But more importantly, it's critical that people understand that anything on paper representing gold or silver is not gold or silver. It is a blank piece of paper with some numbers on it that means absolutely nothing because, ladies and gentlemen, well, you are buying ETFs, and I'm hoping none of our audience is, while you're buying exchange-traded funds, while you're buying this deal where you're getting a discount 3%, that adds into your total percent return on 10%. The speculation, remember, here's an important thing. The bait is only as important and as let's say fresh as the lie is big. The bigger the lie, the bigger the bait, or the bigger the what's the word I want to say? The bigger the prey, and that's stupid people, in my opinion, wanting to buy paper gold or paper silver. Oh, they're going to get an extra return. Doug, would this be a good deal? Here's a good example. How long do we have?
We've got about a minute and a half, sir.
Okay, if I told you to give me $1 million, I'm going to pay you $100,000 up front. And that's going to, I'm going to give you $100,000 every year after that. And you basically said, well, what a great deal. I'm just putting this into a metaphor form. And then you try and find me and I'm gone. Did you get a 10% return on your money or did you lose $1 million?
Yeah, I hate when that happens. Yeah, you lost it. Yeah.
So that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe you'll have gold and silver. Look, talk to other people selling it. Look at how many people are out. Get it while you can. In my opinion, this week is probably going to be the only week you can get it, and make sure you can get it overnight or in a reasonable period of time. Doug, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, stand fast in the liberty. If you're a Christian, where Jesus has set you free, and be not in get entangled in the yoke of bondage. Liberty is the promise of the living God to his people who walk in obedience and take him at his word. The world knows no liberty.
Amen. And hit your knees tonight. Ask for forgiveness. Pray. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for God to guide your steps. Steve, we're entering into a very, very critical time here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to keep our eyes open, and I want to thank you so much for delivering the message today, because every day is more important, I believe. The sooner we can get this out, the better we are. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate everything you do. I really do.
God bless you, Doug.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. Again, watch World War III. Look, we're staring down the barrel of a nuke, basically, or multiple nukes. And here we are. That window of time, perhaps it'll be mid-June, mid-next month. It'll correspond with the exercises. It's happened before. It can happen again. Steve brought it forth. There it is. Hey, Don't fear. Pray. God bless everyone. Have a good day.